This is Apollo Control at 128 hours, 51 minutes. We're still about 1 hour from the scheduled end of the sleep period. However, the flight surgeon reports some indications in the biomedical data that the crew may be beginning to stir. So we'll be standing by live for any call from the spacecraft. The sleep period began for Dick Gordon in the command module, Yankee Clipper, at about 122 hours. We heard from Pete Conrad aboard the LEM about 37 minutes after we last heard from Yankee Clipper, or at about 122:37 ground to last time. And Conrad advised us at that time that if he and Al Bean were awake and ready to go early, they would begin preparations ahead of schedule for their extravehicular activity. We're currently showing the command module in an orbit with an apolune of 61.8 nautical miles, a paralune of 58.7. The last figure we had on an orbital period for the command module was 1 hour, 58 minutes, 50 seconds. And we'll be reacquiring Yankee Clipper in about 33 minutes and 30 seconds from now. At 128 hours, 53 minutes, this is Apollo Control standing by.
Hello, just send Intrepid. How are you this morning?